Julie Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember with the special English program, People in America. Every week, we tell about a person important in the history of the United States. Today, we tell about the man known as Mr. Broadway, George Abbott.
Experts say probably no one in the history of the American theater influenced it more than George Abbott. He lived to be 107 years old. He remained active until he died January 31, 1995. You can tell the history of the Broadway theater area in New York City by telling the story of George Abbott's life. He wrote plays. He directed them. He produced plays. And he acted in them. He was involved in more than 120 productions. Some of his most popular shows were musicals. They include Jumbo, Pal Joey, Call Me Madam, Pajama Game, Fiorello, and Damn Yankees. In some years, he had three hit shows at the same time.
Damn Yankees opened in New York in 1955. George Abbott helped write the musical play, and he directed it. It won 8 of the Tony Awards given each year for the best theater productions on Broadway. In 1994, another performance of Damn Yankees opened on Broadway. George Abbott helped with the production. He was 106 years old. Damn Yankees is about a baseball player on the Washington Senators baseball team. He sells his soul to the devil so the Senators will win the championship. A major person in the play is a beautiful woman who works for the devil. Her name is Lola. One of the best-known songs from that show is Whatever Lola Wants.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets, and a little man, little Lola wants too. Make up your mind to have no regret. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants.
George Francis Abbott was born in 1887 in New York State. His family moved to the western state of Wyoming when he was 11 years old. George worked as a cowboy during summers before the family moved back to New York State, near the city of Buffalo. He attended the University of Rochester, where he played football and took part in the acting club. He then studied playwriting at Harvard University. In 1912, he won $100 for a play he wrote called The Man in the Manhole. George Abbott moved to New York City in 1913, but he had a slow start in the theater. He did not get many acting jobs. 2 years later, he became an assistant to a theater producer. Soon he was deeply involved with rewriting plays and producing them. He had his first hit show in 1926. It was called Broadway.
George Abbott worked in Hollywood, too. He was involved in producing 11 movies between 1928 and 1958. All Quiet on the Western Front was one of the most praised. He also produced films of the musical plays Damn Yankees, Where's Charlie, and The Pajama Game. A few weeks before his death, Mr. Abbott reportedly was working on a new version of The Pajama Game. The musical play is about workers in a pajama factory. The clothing workers are planning to strike for more pay. How much more? 7.5 cents.
I figured it out. With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot. 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. But give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be living like a king. I figured it out.
I figured it out.
With a pencil and a pad.
Beginning in 1920, George Abbott had at least one play on Broadway each year. Sometimes there were as many as five. Mr. Abbott liked working with young, unknown actors. He once said a producer was better off if he did not have a star in his show. He said working without a star saves money and damage to the nerves. That is why George Abbott gave acting jobs to actors who were unknown at the time. Many became very famous. Helen Hayes, Gene Kelly, Eddie Albert, Shirley MacLaine, and Carol Burnett are just a few. He also helped unknown songwriters, dancers, and producers like Harold Prince, Leonard Bernstein, Bob Fosse, and Jerome Robbins. George Abbott changed the American theater in many ways. He was the first to produce musical shows that were serious dramas, not just light love stories. And he was the first producer to use ballet dancers in a musical show. He worked with the ballet expert George Balanchine. That was in 1936. The play was On Your Toes. The music was Slaughter on 10th Avenue.
George Abbott won just about every award a person can win in the theater. He received a special Tony Award for his lifetime of work. He also received the Kennedy Center Lifetime Achievement Award in 1982. And he won Tony Awards for four of his musical shows, including Fiorello. Fiorello also won the Pulitzer Prize for drama after it opened in 1959. It is about the life of Fiorello LaGuardia, the mayor of New York City during the 1940s. Many critics said the song Little Tin Box was the best in the show. It makes fun of the way politicians try to explain their actions when they're accused of spending public money for their own use. Here is Little Tin Box from Fiorello.
Your witness.
Mr. X, may we ask you a question? It's amazing, is it not? that the city pays you slightly less than $50 a week, yet you purchased a private yacht.
I am positive your honor must be joking. Any working man can do what I have done. For a month or two, I simply gave up smoking, and I put my extra pennies one by one into a little tin box. A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks. There is nothing unorthodox about a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
In a little tin box. A little tin box.
George Abbott earned millions of dollars in the theater, but he did not spend his money freely. He always helped the poor, however, and he quietly provided money to produce shows that no one else would support. Mr. Abbott was married three times. He had a daughter who also worked in the theater. She died in 1984.
George Abbott was always involved in new projects, usually several at one time. But he always took care of his health. He said it was important to eat three meals a day and get enough sleep each night. He always wore a suit and tie, and he always said what was necessary, not a word more. For Mr. Abbott, the play was the most important thing, and nothing was permitted to interfere. Actors and people who went to his plays loved him for it. When George Abbott celebrated his 100th birthday in 1987, theater actors honored him with a big party. They also performed for him. They ended their show with a song George Abbott especially liked. So we thought we would end with it, too. It is called Heart, from George Abbott's show Damn Yankees.
We've got heart, miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the car.